The Bible verse today is Luke 6:31. Do to others as you would have them do to you. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Nathan. All right. I would like to invite Preston Jones forward. Preston is our youth director, and I want him to talk to you today. The youth went on a mission trip, an ASP mission trip, in the middle of June, and Preston was one of four adults who went. We also had Lana Tucker. Lana takes her vacation every year to go on the ASP trip. We also had, and I don't mean like the other people didn't take vacation. I mean like this is her vacation. Like her vacation. Melissa Parvin went and Dale Walker. And then we had six of our youth, Cruson Heller, Rebecca Howard, Colby Miller, Patrick Mann, James Bazan, and Chase Walker. So, Preston, how many times have you been on ASP?
One time.
All right. Well, good deal. Now we've broken him in.
That's right.
Can you tell us what ASP stands for, what it means?
ASP is Appalachian Service Project. The goal of it is to make houses warmer, safer, and drier.
And where did y'all go this year?
This year we went to Fentress County, Tennessee, which is northeast Tennessee.
All right. And so you said that the purpose of ASP is to make homes warmer, safer, and drier. So what was the project you did this year, and how did that accomplish that?
This year we worked with a man named Mitch, and he needed his deck torn down in the back, rebuilt, and due to him being in a wheelchair, he needed a wheelchair ramp built that was going to be about 60 feet long. What we were able to accomplish in 1 week, because it's a week-long project, we do some work, then another group comes in, but our youth, our adults, help take down the deck and rebuild it and begin the work for the framing of the wheelchair ramp.
Very good. Very good. So I know that the youth have gone on this trip several years. They've gone to places like Kentucky and West Virginia before, and they've done various different projects. But I hear a lot of decks and a lot of wheelchair ramps are constructed usually. We're going to show you a short video with some pictures from the trip, and then I'm going to ask Preston a couple more questions.
I woke up this morning, saw a world full of trouble. Now I thought, how do we ever get so far down, and how's it ever going to turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. Yeah. I created.
Your crown, Preston.
Yeah, I didn't know that was going to make it in.
You know, if we got that picture, that was making it in, right?
Yeah, I should have thought.
So the pictures, you can see all of the hard work that the team did. But what would y'all do in the evenings?
In the evenings, we had supper, and we have evening gathering. And one night we shared a meal with Mitch and the other families that were being served during this past week. We also got together as the multiple groups and talked about what we had done, how God had moved, how we were moved in the process.
Mm-hmm. And after a hard day's work, oh, wait, that was not what I was going to ask you right then. Well, I guess that does it. That does it. Do you have anything you want to say to the church? Because we appreciate the church's support.
Yes, we want to say thank you. Thank you for allowing us to commissioning us to go and represent you guys. The youth and the adults worked hard in spite of their leader. And but thank you for your prayers and your support for ASP.
Thank you. Thank you for going, you and the team. Does that look like fun, girls? Does that look like something you might want to do someday? Yeah? All right. Before, yes? That's beautiful. She said that one of her mommy's coworkers went on a mission trip to tell people in another country about God. Isn't that awesome? Thank you. Yeah, there's lots of different ways, lots of different mission trips, mission opportunities, even here, locally. Now, before we go into my message, let's go to God in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather and worship you this morning. To sing, to dance, to laugh, and to learn. And we come here this morning and we remember all of our many blessings, and we thank you for each and every one of them. But wherever we go, we not only bring our thankfulness, but we bring our cares and our concerns. So we lift up to you right now, Lord, all of the things that we worry about, all of our hurts, all of our broken places. We think about situations in the world or in our nation. We think about things in our community or church, in our own homes, or in our own hearts. And we lift up all of these to you, Lord. We know that you already know everything. But we also know that we are changed when we vocalize them and give them to you. So, Lord, we lift them all up to you today, and we ask that you would fill us all of those hurting places, all of those cracks in us, that you would fill that all with your Spirit, that we would feel your love and your energy, and we would be renewed and ready to go out into this world. To love on other people, and to share the hope that we have found in you. And we pray all of this in your Son's name, and we join our voices together and pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Okay. Girls, are y'all going to stay up here? Yeah? All right. Very good. I'm glad to have you. If anybody else wants to come up here, any age, I don't care. Love to have you. Okay, so earlier this morning, Nate read for us our key verse for this week, Luke 6:31. Now, I have to admit something to you. I do not know a lot of scripture by heart. I just don't. But I think I have this one down pat. Do to others as you would have them do to you. See, I didn't even look down. It's awesome. I know that one. I know that one. Now, this is probably some of the most straightforward wisdom that there is in the whole Bible. This is something that Jesus said in the middle of a sermon that he was giving. He was talking to his disciples. Those were the people that were closest to him. They traveled everywhere that he went. And he was also talking to crowds of people that came because they heard that he was teaching. And they wanted to hear what he had to say. They wanted to see what he might do. And so he had been teaching them lots and lots of wonderful things that day. Now, some of them were kind of confusing. Some of the things that he said were kind of confusing. But this one that I want us to think about today is not really at all confusing. So I want to read you just a little bit more of what Jesus said before he said our little key verse today. This is what he said, but I say to you that listen, Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. And then, here, say it with me. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Okay, so we watched a pretty funny video a little bit earlier, right? And there were some questions in your bulletin for you to think about, and I meant to remind you of them, but I forgot. So here, let's talk about a couple of these questions. Do you remember how those little birds were treating each other at the beginning of the film? What were they doing? That's right. They were they treated the big bird badly, but they were not very nice to each other, were they? They were fighting. That's right. What else were they doing? What's that? Gossiping. Yeah.
They were picking off the big bird's fingers so he would get off there.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's what they did to the big bird. But at the beginning, when it was just the little birds, they were fighting, and they were pushing, and they were shoving, and they were complaining about each other. Now, does that remind you of how we might treat people? Does that remind you just a little bit of how we might treat people that we're around? Like maybe people we go to school with, or maybe how we treat our brothers or our sisters, or maybe how we treat our family or our friends? Yeah.
That's a Ten Commandment.
It's a Ten Commandment not to act that way? Treat others how you want to be treated. She says it's a Ten Commandment. I think you're right. I think you are right. So this fighting and pushing and shoving, you know, if we think about it, that's how we tend to treat people, like lots of different people, people that we don't really know, but also the people that we do know, and sometimes the people that we really, really care for. And if we think about it, it's not really great the way we treat people all the time. Now, I have a sister, and she's here this morning, and we're only 4 years apart in age, and we were usually pretty good playmates, I think. We were usually pretty good playmates. We played Barbies. We played pretend a lot. We would play restaurant, and we'd play school. It'd usually be an argument over who was the teacher and who was the student, but we got along pretty well. But we also were so close that we knew what we could do to drive each other a little crazy. And we were kind of like those birds, kind of like those birds. For instance, do you remember, the first bird? He came and he sat on the wire. Where did the second bird sit when he came in?
On this side.
On this side, like right up here, right? Like right next to him. It's like when we go to the movie theater and the theater's empty and someone comes and sits right in front of you. I mean, what is that about? What is that about, right? But seriously, that's the way we are with each other sometimes. And it's not just with people that we don't know. It's with people that we're really close to. Like my sister and I, we could drive each other absolutely crazy. And so we would drive each other crazy. And then the next thing you know, my parents were crazy. And then my sister and I would find ourselves sitting in the living room in different chairs, not allowed to speak to each other, and not allowed to move. And we didn't even remember what it was we'd been fighting about. But my parents just needed some peace and quiet. They needed the bickering and the fussing and the shoving to stop. Now, who in this room can relate to that? Come on, you know you can, right? So that's what we saw at the beginning of the video. The little birds, they all look almost exactly alike. I get the feeling they have been hanging out on that wire or another wire together for a while. And they are just fussing and fighting and pushing and shoving. So then what happens? What happens next?
The big bird
comes. Now, what are some of the things that the little birds do to the big bird? What do they?
Pick him off the wire.
They pick him off the wire, but what do they do first? You want to help? They push him? What do they do before he even gets on the wire? They're making fun of him. Did you love how they imitated him? Oh my goodness. They made fun of how he looked. They made fun of how he talked. And then, when he didn't go away, what'd they do? They scooted up a wire, right? Right. I'm going to get away from him. We're going to ignore him. And we're going to talk about him. But then he comes and he sits right next to him. And then that's what they do. They try to get rid of him. They start pecking at him. They start pecking at him until he finally leaves the wire. Then what happens to them?
They get naked.
They get naked. They get naked, absolutely. That's right. It doesn't pay sometimes to be mean to someone, right? That's right. Now, this is a funny little video. But I think it's just a perfect way for us to remember how important it is for us to love people that are around us. We need to love people who are around us, whether they are people who look like us and act like us and who that we know and that we like, or if they're people that we don't look like and that don't act like us and that we don't know and that we're not really sure if we like them or not. Because Jesus said, say it with me, do to others as you would have them do to you. Savannah Moore, she read our scripture at the 8:30 service this morning. And I was talking with her earlier this week. And she said that this means that we're supposed to treat other people the way we want to be treated. And that is 100% right. Because Jesus didn't say, be nice to the people who you like. He said, be nice to all people. He didn't say, treat people nice who treat you nice. He said, be nice even to people who aren't nice to you. Now, that big bird in the video, those little birds were mean to him, right? Was he mean to them?
He laughed at them when they were naked.
He did laugh at them at the end. But did you see what he did, too? He gave one of them a leaf to cover up himself. Did you notice that? And when they were picking on him, it seemed like he was just laughing and singing along with them. So he was having people not act nice to him, but he didn't turn around and do that to them. You know, right after Jesus told everyone that day, do to others as you would have them do to you, he said some more things about this. He said, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return. So see, what Jesus is pointing out is that there is nothing really special if you do good for people who love you, like your friends and your parents. We need to do good for our friends and our parents, but there's nothing special about that. And it's no big deal for us to do good things for people who do good things for us, like our teachers, or people who help you at church or at home. And it is no big deal to do good things for those who are probably going to do something nice for you in return. For instance, like when you go to a birthday party, you get somebody a gift. But you're probably going to invite them to your party and expect them to give you a gift too, right? Or how about grown-ups? When you do someone a favor, but then you know they're going to owe you one. And sometimes we know what we're going to ask them for. There's nothing special about that. There's nothing special about doing good for people because we expect it back. And that's what's so amazing about this mission trip, this ASP mission trip. We heard that the team this year, they went and they helped this man, Mitchell, build a deck that he was not able to build for himself. It was something that he needed for his home to be safer. And it was something that the people on the team were happy to do because they could help someone else. They knew that if they needed help, they would want someone to do that for them. And it didn't matter that they had never met him before that week. It didn't matter that they would probably never see or talk to him again. And it didn't matter that he wasn't going to show up here in Alabama later this summer and build a deck for them. They were happy to go and do and help with what he needed. And he was very willing to help them work on the project. But there have been times when the families are not able to help with the project. And I tell you what else Mitch did at the end of the week. He went and got ice cream for this team. Now, I want you to think about that. That was a sacrifice, a financial sacrifice that he made because he wanted to do something to say thank you. But they did this work without having any idea, without any expectation that he would do anything in return. They just wanted to treat someone the way they would want to be treated. So, you know, right now in our world and in our country and even in our own church, it's not always easy to see other people the way that Jesus wants us to see them, because this is how he wants us to see them, like they're us. That is what this golden rule really boils down to. Jesus wants us to look at each other and not pay attention to how big or how little we are, what color we are, how we dress or how we act. Jesus wants us to look at each other and see something deeper inside of us. If we are made in God's image, which we are, and if God's Spirit resides in all of us, He is in us. He is in us. Jesus wants us to see that when we look at other people. Does that make sense? He wants us to look at other people and see Him. And He wants us to love each other the way we love ourselves. He wants us to treat each other the way we want to be treated, because we see Him inside of everyone else. No matter how different we might look or act. I was meeting with two of our ASP team members, Rebecca and Cruson, earlier this week, and their mom, Melissa, was with us. And Melissa said some things about why she goes on the ASP trip. How many times have you been, Melissa? Second time. I told her I was going to preach about this. She said that she goes to ASP to remember why she goes to church. She said sometimes she could get so wrapped up in doing church right that she forgets why she's here. And ASP reminds her that she just wants to stand next to people who love the way she loves. And when she does this on this trip every year, it recharges her. I want to stand next to people who love the way I love. The way Jesus loves. The way Jesus taught us to love. So, this week, at your homes or at your work or with your friends or maybe over email or on Facebook, I want everyone to think about some of the questions that are printed here in the bulletin. And here's what they are. When have I felt excluded, made fun of, not welcome, cast aside by people? When have I felt that way? And how did that make me feel? Yes. Sad. You are right. And then think about, when have I excluded, made fun of, not welcome, or cast aside other people? And when I think about that, how does that make me feel? Sad. You've got all the answers, sweetie. And finally, and this is the most important one of all, think about, how can I treat other people the way that I want to be treated, the way that Jesus wants me to treat them. And I want us to get specific about this. Because if we don't get specific, we're not going to be ready when the opportunity arises. Because here's the thing. We all kind of know what our days are going to look like. They're pretty routine. We know who we're going to see. We know, for the most part, what the situations are that we're going to be in. And so we need to think specifically about how we're going to treat other people. Think about, how are we going to treat the waiter or the waitress who brings us a meal if we go out to eat? How are we going to treat the grocery store clerk?
Friendly.
That's right. How are we going to treat our parents when they ask us to clean up our room?
Friendly.
How are we going to act when our brothers or our sisters ask us to play with them?
Friendly.
How are we going to speak to our spouse or to our parents or to our siblings or to our friends this week when we get a chance to talk with them and to be with them? Friendly. How about not staring at our phones? How about that? Here's a good one. How will you respond in those situations? I hope I'm not the only one. Those situations that you have in your life that at the end of the day you're always like, oh, I wish I'd handled that better. I wish I had handled that better. And then, yes?
I'm not going to be at school all next week if I have to.
You have camp? Yeah. You are busy. What are you going to do all week? Be friendly. That's right. That's right. Now, I want us to also think about something else. I want to challenge us to think about what can we do that's out of the ordinary. What can we do that's out of the ordinary to show others that we care about them as much as we care about ourselves? For instance, could we make one visit or one phone call to someone that we love or to someone we don't even know who we know needs some encouragement? Could we write one note or send one email to someone who is feeling isolated and forgotten? There is a prayer list on the back of this bulletin. If you need an address to write a note to someone, let me know. I'll see if I can get it for you. Could we maybe start saving up for our own mission trip? And could we look into what mission work we could do right here without having to go anywhere or spend anything but our time? Do to others as you would have them do to you. It's kind of easy to understand, right? It makes sense, but it's not always easy to actually do. But here's the thing. If we ask for that little part of God that is inside of us, to see the little part of God that's inside of whoever's standing in front of us, I think that we'll find that it's a little easier. A little easier. Every interaction that we have. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we ask that you would give us your eyes, that we would see everyone around us as who they are. They are your children, and they are people that deserve to be treated like we like to be treated. Help us to see everyone around us and to be loving and giving, no matter what comes back our way. All of this we pray in your Son's name. Amen.